are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As we begin this series, we are looking this week on our Fundamental Beliefs segment at spiritual gifts and ministries, and we'll be joined by Elder Carl Vajure, who is talking to us at understanding and seeing the importance of this special message. Now, God has endowed each and every one of us with talents. This is a belief statement, right? With talents that we have, and He often calls us to use those talents for the good of others with the Holy Spirit as our guide. Now, we all have a special talent that we've found to be useful. For some of us, it might be musical or perhaps an athletic prowess. For others, it might be a good eye for logistics or a knack for understanding other people's feeling, like you're an emotive person. Now, whichever it is, our talents come in 1,000 different shapes and sizes, and we want to find out how we can utilize them in God's work. Elder, good morning to you, or actually good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us on the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing?
No, doing okay. Doing okay, Mdala, and yourself?
No, I'm good. Every day with God is a blessing.
Hallelujah. Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Thank you once again, Dala, for joining us and agreeing to take us through this lesson. We appreciate you.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, as we kick off the study, you are most welcome. As we kick off the study, we want to maybe start with some definitions, getting some logistics out of the way. Spiritual gifts, what are we talking about? I mean, we were talking about talents as we were doing the introduction there. Is that what spiritual gifts are? Maybe just help us just define these.
You know, that's an excellent question that you came up with. You know, what are these spiritual gifts that the Spirit gives us? And I believe that it's a question that resonates with so many people that want to actually understand how God works through His people. So spiritual gifts are special abilities that are given by the Holy Spirit to believers, not for personal gain, but for the benefit of others and for the advancement of God's mission. So when we look at the Bible, say, for example, 1 Corinthians 12, Romans chapter 12, Ephesians chapter 4, we see these gifts are listed. Now, if I may, I just want to summarize some of the gifts, the spiritual gifts that we receive. Like, say, for example, faith. Now, what is faith? What gift does the Holy Spirit gives us when it comes to faith? The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to trust God deeply and inspire others to do the same, even in their challenging circumstances. The Holy Spirit might give us the gift of healing.
Okay.
You know, you can get a gift to bring physical, emotional, or spiritual healing. And that actually demonstrates God's power and love. Or prophecy, speaking God's truth to encourage, correct, or guide others. You might get the gift of teaching, which is like explaining and applying God's word in a way that builds understanding and spiritual growth. Or even administration, you know, organizing, managing resources effectively for the support of the church. So there's many gifts that are there: reconciliation, compassion, service, even evangelism, sharing the gospel in ways that draw people to Christ. That's a gift. And leadership, guiding and inspiring others towards God's purpose. So each gift, for me, it's like a piece of a puzzle. So for example, you know, some people, like you mentioned earlier, may have a natural talent for organization. But when that talent is empowered by the Spirit, it becomes a ministry of administration that helps the church run effectively. Or maybe someone has a gift of compassion. And, you know, and that compassion might be a unique ability to bring hope to those that are in distress. So when you think of it this way, my brother, you know, the church is like an orchestra. Each person has a role to play. Maybe someone else is a violinist. Someone plays a cellist, someone plays a different instrument. Those instruments are great, but when you put them together under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it creates a masterpiece. So in summary, I can say that, you know, these gifts that we get from the Holy Spirit, they're not random. The Spirit gives these gifts out intentionally based on the church's needs and the individual's calling. So when believers use their gifts in love, and unity,
yeah,
they actually reflect the character of Christ and they bring people closer to God. So the beauty of the spiritual gifts is that they turn everyday abilities into mm-hmm. powerful tools for ministry, and it makes ordinary people part of God's extraordinary work.
Amen and amen. What I wanted to just find out, Mfundisi, is, or rather Mdala, is looking at the definition you're giving. I mean, you used words such as used for the benefit of God's people, used for ministry, used for God's work. So if I have a spiritual gift of playing soccer, you're saying that can't be a spiritual gift?
It can be, because, you know, every single person, when you are born, there are natural talents, natural abilities, natural skills that are given to everyone by God when you are born. So it might be musical, it might be athlete, you know, being an athlete or soccer player, it might be leadership, it might be craftsmanship. People okay. can use those talents in many ways.
All right.
They can use it for in a secular setting, or they can use it within the church. I will explain.
Please do. Because remember, the reason I wanted to find out, Mdala, is because earlier on you did make mention that a spiritual gift is one that you don't use for personal gain. Now I'm thinking, here I am playing soccer. I don't think it gets any more personal than that. But maybe let me hear you, because really I'm keen to hear how you're going to make us understand this.
All right, let me break it down. So like I said, talents are natural abilities, skills given to everyone by God.
Okay.
But spiritual gifts, let's make a difference between the two. Spiritual gifts are special abilities given by the Holy Spirit specifically to believers. And they are intended for ministry and the building up of God's kingdom. They are not just natural abilities like I'm an athlete, but they are divinely empowered capabilities for specific purposes in God's mission.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
This is where it gets interesting. Talents and spiritual gifts can overlap each other. They can work together. For example, you know, you might have a natural talent, I'll give an example, say for teaching. But when you have surrendered yourself to God and you are guided by the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
that talent becomes a spiritual gift that can be used to nurture faith and spread the gospel. So even in sports, you can use that platform to be able to share, God's knowledge and God's wisdom and God's love and
mm-hmm.
God's
mm-hmm.
God's compassion to people. You know, another distinction between the two, talents and spiritual gifts, is that spiritual gifts can include abilities that we've never had before. So when you you have a natural talent that God has given you, but as you grow spiritually, the Holy Spirit can give you new gifts or reveal gifts that you didn't even know you had. So if you think of it this way, like a talent is like tools inside of a toolbox, and the Holy Spirit is like a master craftsman. And when we dedicate our talents, whatsoever talent that may be, to Him, He uses them in ways that have eternal impact. So, for example, say an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone can say, is being an artist, is that a spiritual gift?
Yeah.
An artist might use their creativity to design inspirational visuals that can communicate biblical truths. Or a musician can lead others in worship, turning their talent into a spiritual gift that glorifies God. So in summary, I can say that the key, irrespective of what talent you have, is to surrender. And when we surrender our natural abilities to God, He will elevate them for His purposes. And the work of the Holy Spirit, remember, is transformative. So He will take what you have and He will use that to reflect God's glory and to advance His mission. So, yes, talents and spiritual gifts are not exactly the same, but they can work beautifully together, irrespective, even if you're playing soccer. When you place it in God's hands, it is And you know, it's for me, it's like a reminder that everything we are and have ultimately belongs to God.
Thank you so much, Abdallah. Maybe not to belabor the point, one final thing from me is I have long believed that you get a spiritual gift and they are... I don't want to maybe make it exhaustive, but there are other things that we call spiritual gifts that are not. And that's my perspective, and you can help. And I'll then share a comment that came through on our WhatsApp line. For those tuning in, you are able to engage with us as we discuss this conversation, talking spiritual gifts and ministries. +27 73 470 3520 is a number you can engage with us on. To say that you get things such as singing, I don't believe that's a spiritual gift. Even if you sing gospel, I don't believe the spiritual gift is music. I believe the spiritual gift can be perhaps you're an evangelist and then you use the tool of singing as the medium for your evangelism. I even believe you can be an artist. That's not the gift. The gift is evangelism, but you can use the medium of art to evangelize to others. The gift remains the gift. The medium can then vary. I mean, I want to create this comment. Someone arguing the comment, the stance we are putting here. They say, how do we differentiate a spiritual gift and a skill, right? Because soccer is a skill. It is practiced and learned. Yes, you can be born with a natural extra spice in the game, but it's still a skill, right? An ability. What qualifies it to be a spiritual gift? And then they put something a bit tongue-in-cheek here, Abdallah. Can you score a penalty that makes a person think, ha, after this goal, I want to be more like Jesus?
Okay. All right. Let me put it this way. You know, talents are natural. Talents can, like you mentioned about singing.
Yeah.
Can someone sing without having the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? Yes, they can. Talents are natural, and they can exist independently, separate from a spiritual connection. But spiritual gifts, like I said, they are divinely bestowed, and they are entirely dependent on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. Say someone might have a natural ability to understand and analyze situations. But the spiritual gift of discernment involves like divine guidance to distinguish between truth and error in spiritual matters.
Yeah.
So that natural gift that you have, God can elevate it and use it for his glory. There are additional gifts. Say, for example, the gift of healing. Mm-hmm. Now, someone said, okay, someone once told me, they're like, okay, fine, the gift of healing, does that only mean to say if for someone to have the gift of healing, they have to place their hands on a person's head and miraculously they get healed? You know, is a doctor, can a doctor have you know, that practices medicine skillfully, can they have the gift of healing? You know, so a doctor can practice medicine skillfully as part of their profession. But if a doctor's work is accompanied by prayer and compassion and reliance on God's intervention, they will discover that they have a spiritual gift of healing. Why do I say that? Because that gift allows them not just to bring physical relief, but also spiritual hope to their patients. So it all depends how you look at it. So yes, sometimes we might confuse the two between a talent and a gift. But to avoid confusing the two, we need to ask God for wisdom through prayer, through reflection, seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance. And then we can discern whether what we are doing is linked with the Spirit. You know, so we must, like, for example, speaking with tongues. You know, the Holy Spirit, like I said earlier on, knows the need for the church and knows your ability that God has given you. And according to his discernment, like when, say, for example, in the book of Acts, we see that the disciples were given the gift of tongues.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a specific reason for that, because the people that were there at that time surrounding them were from different nations, different provinces. They spoke different languages, and they heard the wonderful works of God spoken in their language. And that was a tool that the disciples used to spread the gospel. So in many and different avenues, we should not limit God to what he can do and what he can use to bless his ministry.
Okay, Mtala. Alrighty. Maybe let me put it this way. When you look at, and I think this is perhaps where the trick comes through, to say you can have a talent that you can then, like you're saying, if you pray about it, if you surrender it to God and you utilize it for his benefit and for the good of mankind, it can be your spiritual gift. Question then becomes the inverse, is it not? To say, can you then have a spiritual gift that you have not received from the Holy Spirit? Can you have a healer who is not a doctor, but they have learned? Because I think that the gift of healing, what makes it supernatural, what makes it a gift, is the fact that you are born without it. You don't go to school to learn how to cut trancheas and join ligaments. No, you just one day you pray and God says, here it is. There's a challenge here. Pray for this one and they get healed. That's the gift of healing. Now, when you're a doctor, maybe, yeah, we can accept what you're saying. Now, you're saying you can use your talent to become a gift. But can you have a gift that doesn't come from the Holy Spirit, where you wake up, you didn't pray, you're not able to heal? You wake up, you didn't pray, you've got no connection with a believer movement, but you're able to prophesy and tell the future. I mean, we've got that clairvoyant girl, right, who was spoken about in Acts 16. Who could tell, no, these are men of God. Listen to these guys. Can that be that you've got a spiritual gift that exists outside the Holy Spirit's giving?
You know, spirit of prophecy in Christ's object lessons. There's a statement that I like that she writes. She says, without the Spirit of God, a knowledge of his word is of no avail. So spiritual gifts, by their definition, are only possible because of the Spirit's presence and power. They are not just enhanced human abilities, but they are actually a reflection of God's working through his people to accomplish his will. So, For someone to say that they have a spiritual gift that they have received from another source, yes, mm-hmm. we know that the devil is out there, and the devil can, through deception, try to equip people with certain powers to deceive. Yeah. For example, witch doctors and things like that. I always tell people, does the devil know, or has the devil observed every action of your life from the day you were born? Yes, he has. Can he influence a specific person to tell you something about your life that happened before? And you might actually believe, say, how did that person know that? No, they are receiving information from another source. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about spiritual gifts that come from God, if it is not linked with the Spirit of God and the will of God, with his plans, which is to uplift and lead his church, then it is not from God, and you must stay away from that. So we have to be careful. Okay. Test the Spirit from where it comes from.
So the bottom line, Mdala, if I'm hearing you well, you're saying, yes, you can get spiritual gifts that are not from God. They are from another source, but they will still be present and be called prophecy, be called healing, be called teaching, be called all these things, but they are not from God. So be careful. Watch. Don't just run after, say, no, there's a gift of healing here. Then you run because God.
If it is not in line, if they do not speak according to my word, is because there is no light in them, the Bible says.
Certainly. Yes. I think that's quite profound, because I think we were in that age perhaps where people follow the miracle, follow the gift in pursuit of the God who gives, because they think, no, if you're healing, you're doing good to mankind, therefore you must be godly. But like you're saying here, be careful. And I think that's what Christ says, right? Matthew chapter 7, be careful, by their fruit is how you know them, not by their activities. That's why many will come and say, didn't we heal? Didn't we prophesy? And he says, I never knew you.
Amen. I never knew you.
Yeah, there's a... our guest here, not impressed at all. We can go as deep as saying soccer can be linked to a paganistic sun worship. That's a dangerous stance. The listener does not want to hear anything of that nature. But you can consecrate your talent, but that does not make it a spiritual gift. I can say, God, I discovered I can sing. Help me sing things that glorify you. But then again, me as the person is gifted spiritually with dreams. I'm putting this on purpose to choke Adventists. So she's saying, I think that perhaps you might have a gift of dreams, right? But you can sing. Your singing is your talent, but your gift is actually this one of dreaming. But anyway,
hence why I say that we differentiated between talents and gifts. And I say that God can use your talent, yes, elevate your talent to glorify you.
Yes.
But at the same time, as you grow as a Christian, as you grow in your journey with God,
yeah,
the Holy Spirit will equip you with gifts that you did not
Amen.
Have. For Amen. Example, dreams and speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues and so forth. So it is not limited to your talent, but we should not sideline the talents that we have, because God can use it to benefit his kingdom, but he will equip us as we grow.
Quite profound. Thank you so much, Mdala. I really appreciate your time this afternoon. Until we chat again tomorrow, may God bless you and thank you.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.